Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 18 of Spring Letter Month. Have we heard from you yet? Today's also the final day of our bus trip to the Branson Praise Fest, as we're scheduled to arrive back home this afternoon into early evening, depending upon where you're getting off. I thank you for your prayers. And I'm looking forward to reading the letters that came in while I was out of the office this past week. Here are some that arrived before I left. Celia in Broadhead, Wisconsin, that's located near the Illinois border, wrote, "My husband's name is Daniel," in case he also wrote, "I like your station. I listen mostly to the National Christian Choir and the Story Hours at 6. I listen on my phone. I do click out of the news after the programs. I listen at random times to your music. I'm a vocalist pianist, so am inspired by some of your artists. I'm 69 years old and love the Lord and the fact he gives us encouragement from radio like yours. I found out about your station way back when I attended the Grand Rapids School of the Bible and Music in 1972 through 75. Our music group stopped by and saw the station. Yes, I still remember. I was reminded of it when we visited Fond du Lac a couple years ago. Thank you for your service." Well, my older brother attended Grand Rapids School of the Bible and Music in that same time frame, and I wonder if they knew each other. Well, this month I threw out the question, why do you listen to WRVM? And Jane from Menominee, Michigan, addressed that question in her email to us. "It's probably been 25 years that I have had my radio in the car and house tuned to WRVM only. I enjoy the Southern gospel music especially. Concerning the news, I do like the new news provider. My reason for listening is the Christian-based programs that help me learn and grow, and the gospel music. Thanks for providing so many great gospel music group concerts in the area." And we heard from Wayne right here in Searing. "Dear WRVM, thank you for the extra music. Can you please send us a new listing now that things have changed?" Well, we absolutely can. In fact, we are including a new program schedule along with the gift receipts for this month automatically. And if you gave last month, you've already received one with your receipt. Here's where to write our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. You can email us at wrvm@wrvm.org and visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.